This is Dakota Datebook for January 15th. In 1861, President Abraham Lincoln appointed Dr. William Jayne as territorial governor. Jayne recognized that the territory needed some form of defense. The legislature passed an act to organize and discipline the militia of the territory of Dakota. The act determined that all able-bodied white male citizens, residents of this territory, being 18 years of age and under 45, enroll in the militia. The territorial militia was officially formed on January 27, 1862. It was expected to respond in case of war, invasion, riot, or insurrection. When North Dakota and South Dakota became states in 1889, the militia was reorganized into separate units and became the National Guard. The North Dakota Guard was organized into 6 infantry companies, 2 cavalry units, and 1 artillery battery. During the Spanish-American War, the Guard was reorganized again, this time as the 1st North Dakota Volunteers. The unit performed with distinction, and 10 North Dakotans were awarded the Medal of Honor. That experience showed that while the Guard often responded to domestic emergencies, it also needed to be prepared for military service. Guard members were offered the chance to attend training alongside regular Army officers. This proved valuable when the Guard formed the Corps of the 164th Infantry during World War I. The Guard's winter school became an annual event. On this date in 1926, the Guard announced that 60 officers would attend the Winter School of Instruction. The program allowed Guard members to train directly with regular Army officers and gain a better understanding of Army regulations. The success of the Winter School led Guard leadership to expand educational opportunities. Officers established a summer encampment at Grafton. When announcing the 1927 encampment, the Guard estimated that 1,100 enlisted men and officers would attend. Today, the Guard remains active at home, assisting during tornadoes, floods, blizzards, and fires. Guard members support law enforcement with search and rescue missions, and more than 5,000 have been activated in support of the Global War on Terrorism. After more than 150 years, the North Dakota National Guard is still on duty. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.